Welcome to the Life Coaching for Men podcast, where real life meets real coaching. I'm your host, Dr. Darren Wilson. Well, welcome in, everyone. Episode number 137 of the Life Coaching for Men podcast. Hope everybody's doing well. Hope you've had a good week. I told you last week that I was off to Orlando for the NCAA National Cheerleading Championships, of which, as I was growing up, I never thought I would go to. But when you become a dad and you've got a daughter, and a daughter who is a very good competitive cheerleader, you all of a sudden kind of look forward to it. And so we drove down to Orlando on Friday of last week, and they competed Saturday and then Sunday, and then we drove back late Sunday evening. But it was something else. My daughter's one of two freshmen that are actually on the mat, as they say, and she competes for a Division I cheerleading program. She's on an all-girls team, which is what she has wanted to do for several years now. And anyway, they ended up winning a national championship. It was awesome. They took a one-point lead going into Sunday. And I thought, you know, you got a one-point lead going into Sunday. Great. Kind of got ahead. You got a little breathing room here. Not that it's a lot of breathing room, but no. That just gets you to Sunday and gets you to the finals. And it starts over. So they had to, you know, make sure that they were really good again, and they were, and it was pretty cool. So they ended up winning by 3 points, and it's the first time that this particular team, they've won 12 national championships, but hadn't won it in 5 years, and so it was their 13th national title, and she got to be a part of that. So it was very, very, very cool, and I was, you know, nervous before the, certainly as they were performing, nervous, and you know, it's always to me easier when you're the one doing the performing or the sport or whatever it is, because it's you that you can control, and when it's out of your hands, it's just always more difficult to rein in those thoughts and feelings. Even though, you know, I teach this and I work on this, it's still difficult when it's happening to you. So that was neat, and we had a good time, and really proud of her. And it got me thinking while I was there, and then particularly on the way back, and then this week, you know, how do you build connection with your kids, particularly as a dad? And how do you build that connection? And how do you build that connection over time? And how do you sustain it? Because she's now 19, my son's 22, and if you know a little bit about my story, if you've listened to several of the podcasts, especially in the beginning, you know, I talk about my story that when they were 10 and 7, I took a job in Atlanta, which was about 5 hours away from where I lived in Kentucky, and thought they were moving, and 3 months later found out that they weren't moving, and ended up, you know, going through a divorce, and then had a 5-hour time difference between me and my kids. And I don't know where you are on your journey as a dad. I don't know if you're just starting out. I don't know if maybe you're not a dad yet and you're listening to this and thinking, boy, you know, I'd love to be able to build connection with my kids. Or maybe you're on the backside of that. Maybe you're kind of like me and they're already in college, or maybe they're out of college. And you're in a spot where you don't feel like you have built the type of connection that you would have liked to, or you haven't been, quote unquote, the kind of dad that you would like to be, or you don't have the relationship with them right now that you would like to. Maybe, you know, they're estranged a little bit. Maybe they're not speaking to you. Maybe you've decided not to speak to them for some particular reason. Is it possible to build that connection back? Can you rebuild connection? Do you have to go through the rest of your life just with this empty feeling inside, or this kind of anxious feeling inside, or this not so good enough feeling inside because you don't have the type of relationship that you'd want to have with your kids? And so what I wanted to do is just spend a little time today on helping you build that connection regardless of where you are in your journey. Because ultimately, I think as a dad and as a parent, what you want is you want to raise kids in a way that when they get older, they want to come see you. Like they want to come back. Like they want to have conversations with you. You want kids that want to ask you for advice, right? You don't want kids that grow up in fear, and you don't want kids that grow up not being able to trust you, and you don't want kids that grow up in a way that they don't feel like you're a safe space. You want kids to feel like the one or two people in the world that they can go to with anything are their parents, and particularly you as a dad, because that's what I am, right? So, three ways to build connection as a dad. And I'm going to speak to this from the lens of where I have been, because I've not been right there each and every day. But if you are there each and every day and you're still, you know, under the same roof every night with your kids, that's awesome. You can take these, and I'll talk in a way with that too, through that lens. You can take these and adapt them. But if you've got that relationship right now where that connection is not as strong as you want it to be, then these are really going to be, I think, good for you. So, number one, text, call, or reach out. Text, call, or reach out, even when you don't feel like it. Even when you're frustrated with them, even if you don't think they want you to. Now, if they explicitly say, do not text me, do not contact me, I hate you, something along those lines, okay, fine. Maybe you've got to adjust this a little bit. But when you're trying to build that connection, I want you to be the initiator on this front. So many people, so many dads, so many men that I work with, talk to, I don't necessarily want to use the word that they're afraid to reach out, but in some ways they're afraid to reach out. They're afraid of what's going to come back. They're afraid that nothing might come back. And I want you to push through that fear, and I want you to do it anyway. So I'm going to tell you one of the things that I've done from day one. And again, my daughter was 7 when I came down here, is I made it a point when she was going to school, whether it was her finishing up elementary school, middle school, high school, I called her every morning. Every morning I called her. I would call my son too. We'll talk about him in a minute. He's a little different in these realms, but I would call her every morning. And we might talk for 30 seconds. And I would just say, I hope you have a great day. I love you. I'm proud of you. I think you're beautiful. You're gorgeous. Remember that. And as she grew, there might be mornings where she didn't want to talk. She would decline it. She would say, you know, can't talk, busy, whatever. I would text. Just know that I love you. I think you're gorgeous. Have a great day. And I would text my son a similar thing. Hey, proud of you. Go have a great day. Now, why I said Drew was a little different, my son, is he loves to talk on the phone. He's like an old soul. He, even to this day, he's in college, he's a junior in college, he does not like to text. Drew, how are you doing? Hope everything's good, you know, going well. Great. You know, sometimes he doesn't even text back, but he'll call, and he loves to talk. So I treat him just a little different. So I'll call him. Like, I talk to him at least once, sometimes twice a day, even now. And he's, like I said, he's a junior in college. But I've built that connection over the last 12 years that I've been quote unquote away from them, even though I've made a bunch of trips to go back and see them. And I mean, I've, you know, worn out two cars and all that stuff. But the texting or the calling, I cannot overemphasize, especially if you're away from them. And it's not to do it for something in return. And I think that's the biggest takeaway for some of you, is that you do it waiting and wanting and longing for them to return your love, or, you know, you want them to return whatever you've said to them back to you. It's not about that. This is about building connection for you to them. And one day, it will pay off for you. My daughter, it's been a couple years ago now, but she was talking to my ex-wife, who I've still got a great relationship with, and it was about confidence, and something came up, and she immediately said, "Oh, Mom, you know why I'm so confident? Because Dad tells me every day how great I am." And I thought, you're right. I do. You know, I do. And they listen. Even if they don't show it, they listen. They see it. They will reach out to you at some point when you're least expecting it, because they feel like they can. And it will change their world. And hopefully it will change your world, because you've been the one that's doing that. Call, if they like to call. Send them cards. Send them notes. Send them random flowers. You know, I send her flowers almost every Valentine's. Do the little things that you think, or that you may think, or that you're tempted to think, don't mean anything. They don't make a difference, because I'm here to tell you they do. And if you want to build that connection, you reach out and don't expect anything in return. And so if you're under the same roof, do the same thing. Send them a text randomly throughout the day. You know, show up when they come home from school and just be there. Just make sure you constantly and consistently show up. Number two, be present. Be present. So, or, and I kind of put a slash here in my notes, or show up. And what do I mean by that? There were times when I couldn't be there. There were games I missed, which I wish I hadn't missed. There were things I missed. But for the most part, when I could be there, even if it meant I had to drive 5 hours up and 5 hours back on the same day, I would show up. So there are going to be times when you are inconvenienced, when you need to take time off work, when you need to move your schedule around, when you need to not sleep, when it calls for sleep, because it's just part of it. It's part of that season. You want to be present and you want to show up. If there are milestone events, if there are weekly things that you can do and show up for, do it and continue to do it. Even when they tell you, oh, it's not a big deal, you don't have to come, it's okay. You go anyway. You show up anyway. You be present in the moment. Put your phone down. Play a game with them. You know, be silly with them. Let them know that it's okay to laugh. Let them know that it's okay to be them. Here's another little tidbit. When they tell you something that you're shocked about, don't go, oh, I can't believe that. How did that happen with it? Don't do that. Play it cool, right? Play it cool. Why? Because you want them to tell you again. And if you act shocked, or you act demeaning to them, or you act like you're judging them or belittling them for whatever they tell you that's going on in their lives or at school or wherever, then they're gonna remember that, right? And they're not gonna want to be open with you. It's just like if you say it to your spouse and they condemn you, you don't want to tell them the next time. You're like, okay, I'll remember that. I'll keep that one to myself, right? Or I'll share it with my buddy who won't judge me. It's the same thing with your kids. Just a little nugget. That wasn't in the show notes here. Just a little nugget. But when they tell you something, keep your poker face on. Oh, wow. Thanks for sharing that. Tell me more, right? Be curious. It will build connection. And ultimately, that's what they long for. They want to be connected. They want to feel safe. And they want to feel loved. And guess what? We do too. You do too. That's what you want. So number three, and this can be the hardest for some of you. It's going to be the hardest for me. I've had to really work on this. But that's to love unconditionally. Love your kids unconditionally. They're your kids. They're your kids. You're their parents. Love them unconditionally. But to do that, you have to choose. Because we're not built, we're not wired. We don't come out of the womb and grow up in this world to go, oh, I want to love everybody unconditionally. No, what do we? We come out saying, no, I want to judge you, because we see the world through the lens in how we were raised, what we were taught. Doesn't matter if you grew up in Atlanta or if you grew up in Hawaii or if you grew up in Mexico or if you grew, it doesn't matter where you grew up, right? You see the world through that lens. And unless you have done a lot of this work to see people as people, to see your kids, as humans, that you want to love just because they're worthy, just because they are on this earth too as another walking, talking, breathing human being, when you can love them for them, regardless of what they do, regardless of what they say, regardless of how they act, you love them for them, that will build connection. It's also very hard to do, because what do we want to do? We want to keep a checklist. And some of you guys that are leaders out there, you're the worst at this. Trust me, I can be a poster child. I know. Because you want to have a checklist. Oh, did they do this? Did they say this? Did they say yes, ma'am? Did they say no, ma'am? Did they act nice? Did they say thank you? Did they respect me? Did they respect the teacher? Did they respect their, you're right, the whole list. Now, I'm not saying you don't want to have expectations for your kids, and I'm not saying you don't want to have rules for your kids, but you also want to love your kids through that, and you want to teach them, hey, here's kind of how I see the world. Here's how I think the world should go. Here's how I think you should interact with people. And you teach them that at an early age, but at some point, they're their own humans. They're their own adults. When you can love them unconditionally, without that judgment, life changes. Life changes for them, life changes for you. It builds connection. So three ways to build connection as a dad. Text, call, reach out. I would do it every day, I'm just telling you. I text my kid, every day. Some of you are like, you're crazy, you shouldn't do that. Well, that's okay, that's what I do. Guess what, I've got pretty good connection with my kids. So you choose, you do what you wanna do. But I'm telling you, you reach out. Some of them will be shocked. They're like, what's going on? Something wrong? No, just wanted to tell you I loved you. Just wanted to say I'm proud of you. Yeah, have some of you told your kids you're proud of them? See, some of you haven't even done that, and that's the very thing you want from your dad. Got quiet, didn't it? Tell your kids you're proud of them. Tell them you love them. Number two, be present. Show up. And number three, love them unconditionally. This will make you a better dad, make you a better person, make you a better human. It'll make you a better spouse, make you a better boyfriend. It will. Build that connection. Because you can take these and you can apply them in different areas. Doesn't have to just be with your kids. All right. I hope you guys have a great week. Thanks for sticking with me. Thanks also for listening. We have already, I think I alluded this last week, we've had more downloads, and I'm recording this on the 18th, it comes out on the 19th. We've had more downloads this month already than we ever have. We've broken the download record already this month, and we're only on the 18th. That is awesome. So keep listening, keep sharing, and I look forward to seeing you back here next week. If I can help you, drdarrenwilson@gmail.com, drdarrenwilson.com. Take care, everyone. Thanks so much for listening to the podcast. If I can help you in any way, reach out to me today, drdarrenwilson@gmail.com, or go to the website, drdarrenwilson.com, and sign up for a consult today. Can't wait to see you soon. Take care, everyone.